Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Now I think it's time to consider how this deal could move forward for either club. So, Chloe, I mean, we've heard your reaction to the news, and I think everybody wants Moises Caicedo in Liverpool, but how do you right now see that this could possibly play out? How do Chelsea sign him, and then we'll go through how the Liverpool sign him?
So Chelsea, it's actually quite easy. If Chelsea literally just match or raise our bids, then it seems like it goes down to what Caicedo wants, and it seems like he does favour a move to Chelsea. It's out of loyalty and respect, because he's agreed a contract with them since maybe May, I think it was. But at the end of the day, lads, literally you've got to look at this of which team is more likely to win trophies, which team am I more likely to succeed at. Instead, it's very much bit of that.
Podcast listeners, that was money, yes.
But yeah, it seems very much like Chelsea need to find the funds from somewhere, and we'll get on to that now. I don't know whether I can, do you want me to go
for it
now?
Stuff, yeah.
Yes, so Sky Sports have reported in the last hour or so that Tyler Adams, who had passed his medical, he was in London, the paperwork was there to be signed. After passing his medical, Chelsea have absolutely binned him off and sent him back to Leeds. In the last hour, they are using that 20 mil that they triggered to get him to Chelsea. They're now putting that towards the Caicedo deal, and that is the problem for us, because we've seen, I think it was Miguel Delaney, turn around and say Chelsea are trying to offer players here. They're trying to offer players and a fee, which every Liverpool fan is like, oh, go on then, unless you give them Levi Colwill, who they wanted and you said no to. Who are you giving them that they want? This 20 mil, if that makes them feel like they can complete it, that is where I'm a little bit nervous about. But it basically is, if Chelsea match our, you know, 111 mil, that's on the line here, reported by Melissa Reddy, then it looks like they can have negotiations. However, Brighton might have a say in this and say, nah, we want 120, lads, for you messing us about, and the fact that he's missed this deadline. But who knows? Basically, Chelsea just need to beat us with a bid.
That's the thing that I'm sort of coming back to. I mean, an hour ago before the Tyler Adams stuff, I was thinking Chelsea don't have the money for this deal. And obviously there's FFP implications and all that type of stuff that Chelsea are going to have to navigate, and that's where the Tyler Adams stuff comes in. But they're also looking for a striker, they're also looking for an attacking midfielder, even, because of the Ngonku injury and all that type of stuff. So it looks to me like they've still got business to be done post Moises Caicedo, if they are able to get that one done. It's a protracted saga in that it's happened today, and it's probably the biggest thing that I can remember in terms of transfers between two English clubs for years and years.
Never seen anything like
and yet
this.
It's not really protracted, it's literally been a day. It's been less than 24 hours right now. But Liverpool, it doesn't look like Liverpool are going to pull out of this deal, does it? And I think that's where, like, you've just, I think, spoke really well about how Chelsea are going to get this deal done. But if Liverpool are going to get this deal done, and, you know, right now it doesn't look likely. If I had to sort of pin it down to percentages, I'm thinking 60-40 Chelsea-Liverpool at the moment, maybe 70-30 Chelsea-Liverpool. But if Chelsea can't match Liverpool's deal, and it doesn't look like, I think Chelsea need Liverpool to pull out of this deal, or they certainly did before the Tyler Adams stuff, that might still be the case. They might not still be able to offer £111 million. But if Liverpool don't pull out and Brighton refuse to engage in talks with Chelsea, then Liverpool are in pole position, and Liverpool can get the deal done. And we might find out over the next few hours whether Liverpool are going to pull out, or whether Chelsea submit a bid. But as you know, the Brighton manager was talking about is we've accepted a bid,
yeah,
and Liverpool aren't looking likely to pull out. They want to try and get the medical sorted. So it's difficult right now, but it could go in either direction still. And I've just got this sneaking suspicion, Chloe, that there's another twist in the tail when it comes to this. And I just wonder whether Brighton, as you sort of alluded to there, might be the key factor in all of this, where it's like, we've been dealing with you now since January.
Yeah.
That's 6 or 7 months of backing and forth. There's a point where I think when you're negotiating with someone for so long, you just think, you're an op-ed. Yeah. I'm not interested.
And also, they didn't give them Levi Colwill. Yeah, you know, Levi Colwill is now a massive part of Chelsea's future. But the reason that Levi Colwill was on the radar of many, you know, teams, including Liverpool, was because Brighton gave him the opportunity and Brighton presented him with the chance to play in the Premier League. So, yeah, it seems a bit mad. On the Liverpool front, is what I will say is we're the one who's actually had the bid accepted here.
Isn't in it, time with the deadline.
Yes, but isn't it mad how, like, I feel like it's a 70-30 to Chelsea here and I feel like we're on the back foot and we're the ones with a bid accepted. The other thing is that you mentioned Chelsea there and how they want another striker. Well, they clearly wanted Tyler Adams and another midfielder, because why else would they be going for Casado? They weren't getting rid of Tyler Adams until an hour ago when they realised, Jesus Christ, Liverpool aren't pulling out, we don't have the funds. So they wanted Casado and Tyler Adams and they want a striker. You know, there's a lot of business there that they're trying to do and they'll move bodies on probably to get it. But it's a case of, it's going to be crucial, you know, the next couple of hours. And to be honest, I reckon it could go on for days. I genuinely do. I think Brighton won't want it to do that and maybe that helps us. Because the fact that De Zerbi sat there in a presser talking about how I've already forgotten about him, he's gone. Well, he sat in London whilst Liverpool
were
over here.
He missed training on Monday, didn't he?
Yep.
And he was the one, Casado, who skipped training to try and force a deal through. So I can totally understand De Zerbi. He's like, well, if you've missed training, you are dead to me. Like, there's no coming back from this. And there's no way that Brighton, I don't think, will... The one chance is that Brighton go, the only bid that we're accepting is Liverpool's.
We've already done it. Yeah.
And we've already done it. So you've got a decision to make. You can either come back and play for Brighton, which I think you've already made abundantly clear that you don't want to do.
Yeah.
Because you've skipped
training. And you'll just do it again next January.
But they'll want to get rid of him this summer now for £111 million minimum. And that probably puts Liverpool in a strong position, doesn't it?
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
The other thing, let's circle back to the Miguel Delaney stuff, because, you know, the Miguel Delaney stuff, I think, came out at about the same time that the Tyler Adams deal kind of broke down. And what's interesting there is that Chelsea is thinking about offering players like Conor Gallagher and all that type of stuff. And let's just say the Tyler Adams deal didn't push it to one side, didn't break down, blah, blah, blah. Chelsea offering players like Conor Gallagher to Brighton. Do you think that's something that like a well-run club like Brighton would engage in?
It really depends, because there was a couple of teams, and I can't think of who it was, but someone put in like a 40 mil to 50 mil bid in for Conor Gallagher, and it got rejected. And I absolutely howled at the fact that he was worth that much in a Premier League team's eyes. I don't know. I think Brighton are a team that you don't mess about with. They've shown that they'll hold firm and strong. You know, it took us quite a while to get the McAllister deal done, and he had a release clause. Mm-hmm. And I'm really hoping that previous partnerships of that McAllister deal, of the fact that they've got James Milner over there, Adam Lallana, and hopefully McAllister that we've got over here, hopefully there's some, you know, good relationships there that Brighton don't want to break. And also, I think I saw someone on Twitter say, wait there, does this not have a knock-on effect on what Brighton's future, you know, sales,
you kind of want to
relationships,
yeah, absolutely. For me, it'd be, I want to be a man of my word,
yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? And in Brighton's case, they want to be a club that they can be taken seriously when they say something, they're going to go through on it, and that does harm them. And it doesn't sound like something that Brighton would do, does it?
A well run club from the scouting system, which is the reason they're getting an English record fee for Casado at the age of 21, from the scouting all the way to the top. De Zerbi, I couldn't praise him anymore. The people who they've got at the top of the club. It just seems like a perfectly well-run club. And also, it seems like if you're done with us, Sam, you can go. You know, you talk about Graham Potter. Soon as he had his head turned, it was, Sam, we'll just go, we'll identify next. The next person. Right, as Herbie, there you go. See you later, lad. There was no, oh my God, please stay, we need you. There was no begging players. It was, once you're done with us, sounds. And I think De Zerbi really, you know, summed it up. He said, you can take our best players, but you can't take our spirit. You can't take our spirit in this team, in this club, the way we run. And I'm just praying that Brighton hold firm here, because I'm sick and tired of the big dogs with just a load of money who just spend whatever they can, wherever they can. Don't get one over us for the first time.
And look, listen, we've discussed about it could go either way, and I think we're right in that. I think it does feel more like he wants Chelsea. He's kind of come out and said it. There's a lot to do with this agent, and there's rumours of all kinds of shit with how much money he might make and from the deal if it goes to Chelsea. And it's all, you know, it's all rumour and conjecture at the moment. But one of the things that I think is the big talking point now online for everybody, you know, any Liverpool fan or Chelsea fan or fans of other football clubs will be looking at and going, do you think Liverpool have been made to look stupid here, Chloe?
See, here's the thing. Liverpool, if anything, and FSG people are going to hate me, but I think the fact that Liverpool have been willing to put 111 million on the table shows that when we identify the right player, Liverpool will come for them. If they've got the funds, look, it's clear. Klopp said before Henderson and Fabinho left, which we did not expect to leave, we wouldn't have gone for Casado. Mm. But things changed. Our strategy changed. We went for him. It looks good in terms of how much we've been willing to spend. It shows that we're willing to do it. However, I don't think there's another player in the world right now who Liverpool will identify who will be at that price range, who will be worth it. You know, we talk about Tchouaméni and all that, but I don't think he's 110 mil. I don't think it's a player we've identified enough. We identified him once and he shunned us. And that's the other thing with Casado. If he has shunned us, I'm thinking what Jurgen Klopp's thinking, because Jurgen Klopp doesn't like to be messed about, taking the piss out of, and he can sort of see where people think he's being taken on a ride here with Casado, because everything seemed like it was done at 1:30 in the morning, medical booked, and all of a sudden, actually no lads, I want to use Chelsea because they've just said they might put a bid in for me.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row, dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.